Peace and blessings to you. Are you looking for a place to express your concerns, your anger, what's going on in your community and your family? Well, Breaking Chains is the podcast. It's all about letting the world know that enough is enough, and it's time for you to speak up and speak out. Join us nightly, and let's break some chains by using your voice to express the concerns you have about the issues that are affecting our people, mankind, and our world as a whole. Get involved, and let's break some chains.
It's now time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Yeah. Father, I know that your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I know that the good in me is the Christ in me, because Christ is my righteousness. Yeah. So Father, even though it seems like trouble is all around, just like Daniel in the lion's den, Father, you shut the lion's mouth. And I'm asking you in my time to deliver me from the mouth of the lion.
God bless you. It's time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. So suit up in your full armor of God with your host, Pastor Roderick Williams, as we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Woo! Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Wow, okay. All right. I greet you in the name of our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, Yah, God himself, and his only begotten Son, Yahshua HaMashiach, our Savior, Jesus Christ, as known in the English language, but let's understand what it means. Filled with his Holy Spirit. I pray all is well with you wherever you're listening to the four corners of the earth. I pray that his Holy Spirit has you embraced and surrounded, and the guardian angels are protecting you. I tell you, I am Pastor Roderick Williams, and welcome to Breaking Chains Special Assignment Podcast for this Monday. And what an awesome blessing it is to be here, to have this platform to bring the word of the Most High to you. Amen. Let us clear our hearts and minds and go before the throne. Most gracious and merciful Father, we thank you. We thank you for this breath of life that you have instilled in us as you wake us up every day. We thank you as we give you honor, glory, and praise. We thank you for the forgiveness, the remission of sins, and looking the other way and reconciliation back to you through your only begotten Son, Yahshua, Lord God. Jesus, as they call him, Lord God, no disrespect to you. He hears you anyway. And we are filled with his Holy Spirit because he knew that we needed a comforter. We needed a guide. And we thank you. We thank you for all things that you've done, things that you're doing, and things yet to be done in our lives. As we send up prayers for all of our brothers and sisters through the only begotten Son on the four corners of the earth, we thank you. We send out our prayers and we send love to them. We thank you for all the blessings bestowed upon us and our families. Continue to watch over us near and far. Thank you for your guardian angels that keep us protected from dangers seen and unseen. Most gracious, merciful Father, we just thank you for this ministry and all the things that it is doing to the four corners of the earth, bringing your Holy Spirit to the people, breaking chains. We thank you for the ministry. We thank you for Pastor Dr. Lavert Kemp, our overseer and mentor. We thank you for all of the ministers, the teachers, the doctors, and every man and woman of God that have come across these airwaves. We continue to pray for them. We continue to send them our love. Whether they are part of us or not, we just thank you for the opportunity of the lesson learned in every opportunity and every relationship. Most gracious and heavenly Father, as we go in tonight, we ask that you allow your Holy Spirit to be felt. You say, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you in the midst. So we ask that you have your way and let your will be done as we break chains tonight, Lord God. Watch over us and keep us, Father. Keep the enemies away. Break chains in lives as we allow ourselves to be fishers of men and get out of the mouth of the lion so we'll see the light of you. Bless us, guide us, and lead us. And we bless your holy name, Yahuwah. We bow down to you, Yahshua. And we honor you through your Holy Spirit. Glorify you, and we say hallelujah, 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 and amen. Time to break some chains, y'all. But I want to play that song again because you need to hear it. Let's break some chains and get our minds and hearts ready, y'all. Let's go.
Yeah. Father, I know that your word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And I know that the good in me is the Christ in me because Christ is my righteousness. Yeah. So, Father, even though it seems like trouble is all around, just like Daniel in the lion's den, Father, you shut the lion's mouth. And I'm asking you in my time to deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. The enemy has been closed all around me, but I gotta keep fighting. Deliver me from the mouth of the lion. Your word is truth, and with you, Father, I know I will triumph. My Goliath, deliver me from the mouth of the lion.
smoke. Pressure building to the ceiling, dealing with situations. My concentration is not as strong as it has been lately. Everything I'm facing is trying to break me, but I'ma make it. And I'ma go through with a smile, cause it's sure I got the world, can't take it. But face it, I realize that this is just part of the process. Really don't wanna open that closet, cause inside may be the Loch Ness. But I gotta progress, I can't benefit from no profit. I'm searching for the key to my destiny, I guess I'ma need up a locksmith. Feeling like sometimes I've been dropkicked, but throwing in the towel is nonsense. Too many years in it, too much time spent, I'm just telling you how my mind get, yeah. I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I heard somebody say that trouble don't last always, and joy comes in the morning. That's why God, I'm leaning on you, and I'm in need of your anointing. I know these troubles won't last always, and my joy's coming in the morning. I'm waiting right here.
Lord, I need you to stand with me in the heat of the fire.
I'm right here. I'm not gonna let you go.
But when they say that the Holy Spirit will speak to God for you when you can't even open your mouth, boy, when I hear that song right there, I tell my Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing your Holy Spirit to speak to Andrew Tony. You understand what I'm saying? Drew Tony, as he spoke my life. Ooh, more, but I'm waiting right here. Let's go get him.
Want to bring change in your life? Give us a call at 858-357-9137 and let your voice be heard on YAT Radio.
God said he used the foolishness of this world.
Yeah.
To confine the wise. So I guess that's why I don't understand. But I do.
I took off all the sound of the screen. I came from nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rock stop standing, jumping in the sand. Running circles on the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems I gave him. Mercy, it restored my soul. I'm all about God, cause the one that makes me whole.
How can I lose when I can't hear one nothing today? Accepted my Lord and my Savior, he gave me a vision so I can be something. Got a whole church over like Jordan. Been on show, now spitting and recording. I'm glad he gave me this ability to get the word of God in the ministry. Yeah, but wait.
Hold up.
First thing I had to do was grow up. They wanna know my secret cause I'm looking like the man. But it's the man with the plan, so I point up. I'm an old demon, so I'm seeing the back. The heart to the Lord, yeah, I'm giving that. The word of God, I'm receiving that. He gave it unto me, now I'm giving back.
I took off all the sound of the screen.
Endured hardship like a soldier and it's about to pay off. So I ain't got time to lay off. Going through the process, climbing up the rank like the playoff. Plus it's that new music, somebody come pull a tape ball. Been through the training, now it's time for these big boys to play ball. And there's only one superhero, so homie, pull your cape off. They say we hit them with the truth, that's the reason they can't face y'all. Cause they afraid of change like the weather in late fall. And no, ain't Nate dog, but I'm about to regulate what's in my power. Cause I don't wanna be a part of the great ball. If it's gonna be a great ball, if you ain't known it, you late dog. There's more to this Bible than just obey laws up in your mind. But it's my time and I got purpose with this deal. You see me in the front, but God the one who pulled me out the rear. Call it what you want, I know his favor ain't fair. Catch me on the runway, taking off just like a plane in the air.
I took off on the sound of the sky.
mixed with truth, now they believe. Zach and Sammy gon' lie to you. Plus I'm starting a revival too. My hood been dead so long, I swear I'm in the past overdue. Ain't all about these clothes and shoes. Diamond rings, need gold chains. In a position to help somebody else so I can go and bless the next man. Brought out to be sent back, ain't just a name, it's a campaign. We popping off like champagne. We got the strength to say I'm in my own lane. My lyrics uncover no cocaine. I'm unsigned, but God got me made.
Prophesied
at an early age.
Prophesied early age.
I took off on the town of the sky. I came from nothing to become a man. I started with a producer, now I got a band. Rockstar status, I've been in the stand. Running circles around the devil like a ceiling fan. Problems I gave him all to God and he gave me a plan.
You're listening to Breaking Chains. Call in live during the show at 858-357-9137.
And listen live on our website at youngadultstalk.org.
Peace and blessings to you. Thank you very much. Dre Williams, check him out at tightspots.org and use that professional voice right there in your commercials, whatever you need. All right. God bless you. Welcome back to the show, Breaking Chains Special Assignment Podcast. I'm Pastor Rod, hanging out with you on this pleasant, beautiful, gorgeous Monday evening. Wherever you are, it could be afternoon, it could be another day, it could be definitely another time. So, you know, whatever you got going on, whatever situation you're in, wherever you are, you know what I'm saying? Thank your Heavenly Father because you have life. If you're listening to this live or is pre-recorded and you downloaded it that way. So, you know, tell somebody about Breaking Chains, all right? Breaking Chains is all about, here's our disclaimer, here we go. Breaking Chains is all about just being victorious over the enemy in our lives. Personally, you know what I'm saying? As a community, as a family, as one, you know what I'm saying? He say all of his are one, you know what I'm saying? One Lord, you know, one faith, one baptism, it's one. You know what I'm saying? You can go there. You can say whatever you want to say. But you know what I'm saying? The truth of the matter is our Heavenly Father and his word reigns. It rules. Okay? Period. It voids out everything that you think you know. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't speaking his word, it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Just real talk. Just real talk. So that's where we come from because we all have flaws. We all have issues. And the most important thing, he tells us that we all fall short of his glory every day, all the time. We all sinners. You know what I'm saying? If you find somebody say they sinless, you let them know they are a liar and the truth ain't in them. They get mad at you, so be it. Tell them that they creator of all creation said that. So we also here to stand up against the enemy. Because we're already victorious. You know, if we can tread on serpents and scorpions, you know what I'm saying, and walk on the head of the enemy, what that tells you? That tells you that you are part of the royal priesthood. You know what I'm saying? Called out of darkness into his marvelous light. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? You know what I'm saying? A sinner but saved by grace and his mercy and his love. So let's be real. And I'm so sick and tired of people saying that, you know what I'm saying, they too radical, they attack the church. Man, we don't attack the church. I am the church. If you're a child of God, you are the church. If you're a child of God, you are the church because he says that his Holy Spirit lives within the temple. Hello? So if you talk about, great is he that is in me than he is in the world. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, that means that you are the church because he dwells inside of the temple. And we're the temple. That means we're the church. So if the church has flaws, we have to clean them up. Because see, listen now, when the Father starts laying it down, let me say it like you understand, laying it down, that wrath starts. He say he's going to start with the church first. Daddy got to start at home first. If daddy house ain't in order, how daddy going to get somebody else in order?
Ooh, you ain't even hear what I said. That goes into a spiritual and physical realm. Did you hear what I said? I wasn't the perfect father with my children. You know what I'm saying? I worked out of town a lot of times. So none of us are perfect. But you know what I'm saying? Who are you to judge? Judge and you shall be judged. You around here talking about, look at him. What do they think? Sounded like Charlie Brown to you. I want just judging people. And think, don't nobody hear you. But guess who hear you? My daddy hear you. Your creator hears you. Yahuwah. Yeah. Yah. He hears you. And he hear every. See, like I'm talking over here right now. He hears everything to the four corners of the earth. At the same time, all the time. He everywhere. All the time, at the same time. Even if you don't even believe in him, he watching your old stupid self. Yeah, I call you stupid because you foolish. You say you don't believe in him, but you talk about him. Isn't that crazy? If you don't believe in something, how do you spend so much time talking about it? And then put a title to yourself about talking about it. Whew, my. See, that's where we break chains from. Foolish things like that. Those are fools. Those are people that you shouldn't even dwell among. You understand what I'm saying? You shouldn't debate against them. You shouldn't have nothing to do with them, but love them and pray for them and keep it stepping. You understand what I'm saying? Because if they don't want to be a part of his kingdom, if they don't want to be a part of the royal priesthood, if they don't want to receive the grace and the... Listen, they take that back. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said that they getting my grace and mercy and my love anyway because I'm allowing them to breathe my breath of air. Ooh, my breath of life. You understand what I'm saying? See my sunshine. See my moonlight. See my stars. You understand? My clouds. Breathe and eat. Oh, boy, leave me alone. See, you better get it right. We break chains. It's not just about breaking chains over there. It's about breaking chains right here in me. It starts with me. The greatest in me is the inner me. Did you hear what I said? So right now, let's get busy. 858-357-9137. Pick up your phone, dial in, or log on. blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio and check us out. Be a part of the conversation. Get involved. Tell a friend. And guess what? Bless the ministry, man. You want to see an increase? You want to be blessed? Bless the ministry. Bless somebody that don't believe in that white man hanging on the wall with that blonde hair and blue eyes and say that he's my savior. He's not. He's not. You understand what I'm saying? The scripture says, the word says, feet of bronze, of brass. You understand what I'm saying? Ooh, that's a man of color with hair of wool. But he a little nappy head, ain't? Woo-wee. You ain't listening. You ain't listening. See, you a racist bigot. You understand what I'm saying? You don't like my skin color because you know who I am. But you think I don't know who I am. I'm about to break your chains, partner. You understand? Let's get at it. YAT Radio is signing on Breaking Chains, a special assignment. It's the podcast. And the question tonight, your assignment, what is your plan? What's the plan? What's the plan? I'm not talking about, you know what I'm saying, your personal stuff. I'm talking about your plan that makes you part of you know what I'm saying, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. What's your plan? Are you a part of it? And if not, what's your plan? Are you planning on joining it or not? Is it going to be God or nothing? That's what Drew always says. It tells you. It's not a question with Drew. Drew just straight. Drew is God all day long. Straight Yah. Boom. But you got that choice because you was given free will. You going to choose me or you going to choose that? Because see, if you running after that over there, money and fame and fortune and all that, if you choose me over here. Listen to what our Heavenly Father wants you to know, that if you seek ye first the kingdom of Yah, guess what? Seek the kingdom of God first and all of his righteousness and all things be added to you. What are all things? Let me tell you something. Some of the best, greatest things that you're going to receive is that love from him, that grace from him, that mercy. You're going to be filled with patience and love and meekness and long suffering, kindness. You understand? That fruit of spirit is going to be a part of your life. You understand? You hear what I'm saying? The protection of those guardian angels are going to be surrounding you and all a part of you. You understand? Everywhere you go, he's going, listen, he said he'll never leave nor forsake you. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know what it is that you're planning and that you want for life. See, he said he'll supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. He'll give you your heart's desire. But see, you know, he owns cattle on the, you know what I'm saying? Listen, 1,000 cattle on the hill. So have you ever did the geography of the earth? And ask, since AI trying to take over everything, has AI ever told you how many hills there is in the world? Did you hear what I asked you? See, you so intelligent because you got titles in front of your name, alphabets behind your name, and see, somebody like me, you think I ain't nothing because I got the same thing you got. I got a title in front of my name and alphabets behind mine too. If I want to add them. But they mean nothing to me like that. It's an achievement. It's an accomplishment. But what do I do with it? What am I going to do with it? Am I going to do the work of the kingdom, be a kingdom builder, official of men, or I'm just going to have it to build it just for me and mine? You know what I'm saying? You don't get it. What's the plan? Seriously. Because see, you haven't listened to what the prophet Jeremiah told you, you know what I'm saying, the word. And the apostle John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So if the word is God and God is the word, and he sent the word through the prophet Jeremiah and told you, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares Yah. Plans for welfare, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Huh? That don't sound like the same plan, does it? See, you got a plan, but for money, for the love of money, for the love of money. You understand? I heard someone make a statement the other night. He all about just about, you know what I'm saying, gospel music and that word. He don't listen to nothing else. Listen, let me ask you something. Because I come from music and entertainment and know music, you know, different artists, spend time with some, ate dinner with some, was on road with some, and you know what I'm saying, did business with some. Different radio stations across the country and different genres of music. You know what I'm saying? That makes me what? Not a Christian? That makes me what? What? Not a believer? What? That makes me something you want me to be instead of who my father called and chose and anointed me to be? Man, go on with that. Go on with that. Because see, in order for you to know the plan, believe in the plan, have faith in the plan, trust in the plan, you got to be able to trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make a straight path for you. He will lead the way. Listen. So no matter what your physical plans is, your 10-year plan, your 5-year plan, your next year plan, let me tell you something. If you put him first and seek him first and pray to him first at all times and always pray, never stop ceasing of praying, guess what? The plan has already been made for you anyway. You got to understand that's someone who tells you, your creator. Say, I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. Don't that sound like there's somebody that knows the plans that they have for you? Don't that sound like somebody that knows the plans of your life? Your mama didn't even know that you was coming. He said that I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb. Your mama didn't know nothing about you. Your daddy didn't know you was coming, but he knew about you because you had to be swimming with him if you were known before you entered into your mother's womb. See, you ain't get that. It went over your head. See, the thing about it is that you like to stay stagnant. You like to stay complacent. You comfortable in this situation because it goes your way. It's something that you used to or whatever the case may be. But see, you don't trust with all your heart. Because see, you don't believe in taking the next step. You don't have faith in taking the next step. You don't have a faith in your future. So how can you believe in a plan that he has for you, and you don't have a faith enough in your own future? So you can't have faith in him if you don't have faith enough in you. Because all he said, all you need to have is faith the size of a mustard seed. You know how big a mustard seed is? Seriously? Have you ever seen a mustard seed? And that's all required of you from the creator that created you, your heavenly father. You hear what I'm asking? What's the plan, man? You got so much going on. You so busy to do this. You too busy to do that. You got everything going on, but you can't put God first. We always complain about how we don't feel good, how this and how this, but we don't want to follow his command. We don't want to listen to him. We don't want to listen to what he's already planned for us, what he's already built for us, what he's already structured for us, what he's already laid out for us. You hear me? It's there. What's the plan? You want to do it your way all the time. And Drew just told you about the mouth of the lion. You understand what I'm saying? Listen, we done tried it our way. We done did it our way. Listen, a lot of people sitting on money because of lying, deception, selling drugs, manipulation. How many of you can honestly say that I'm blessed because this is what God gave me? Yeah, did this for me. It's all him. Even if you used to be out there, has he turned your life around and showed you that he can bless you more if you just lean on him, trust in him? Listen, the Apostle Paul told us in Romans that we know that for those who love the Heavenly Father, yeah, all things work together for the good. For those who are called according to his purpose. Listen, no disrespect to corporate America, no disrespect to you politicians or whatever, but if the Heavenly Father ain't leading you, Satan is. Let me tell you something. Ain't number two options, man. Light, darkness, good, evil. Come on, fool. And no disrespect to anybody if you're not a fool, but if you don't believe in that, you're a foolish person. And if you don't believe that the enemy is trying to make you believe that what is good is evil and what is evil is good, you're a fool too. You mad at me? I don't care. Because one thing about it is, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes our steps. So yeah, we got desires of what we want to do, how we want to get it. Some things ain't always good. But see, the heart of man plans his way. If your heart, listen to me now, if in your heart and your heart is truly filled with the Spirit of the Most High and you love him and he's there, he going to establish your steps. If it's for you, it's going to go down. If it's not, it ain't going to happen. Listen to what I say now. Because his will be done. And he will have his way. I'm just saying. And if you really believe the word, he's going to let you know in Ecclesiastes that for everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under sun. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. But in order for you to know the truth behind all of that, you have to test the spirit by the spirit. And that's the spirit of the Most High God. You understand what I'm saying? Yahshua, Lord Jesus himself. And after the white man on the wall. Because see, if we're going to test spirit by his spirit, he will establish our steps. He's going to lead our path. See, too many times we get caught up in our emotions and our feelings, and we allow that to make decisions for us. We're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. We're all guilty of it. Made a lot of bad decisions in life. But see, if you don't hold yourself accountable for it and ask for forgiveness and repent of it and move forward, it'll haunt you the rest of your life. And listen, I've never walked in your shoes, but you never walked in mine. Ain't nobody been in these shoes but me and the Most High God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Because they're the one that carried me through. Up to this point in my life, 55 years old right now, according to man's calendar. You feel me? You celebrate life every day. Every day. Because you get a new opportunity to wake up and breathe a new day. The thing about it is that we have gotten so complacent and so believable. We believe so much into what man says and what the world has to offer that we've forgotten the plans that I am has for us. That's what he told Moses. Moses said, well, who else sent me? I am. I am that I am. I am who I am, who I am, who I say I am. I am everything that you need. You understand? But you got to believe that. I can't believe it for you. You understand? You got to believe. And simple as that. You know, and the thing about it is that we get so, oh, man. Woo. We get so caught up in everything that's going on around us. We believe in it and we tell everybody else about it. You know, and then, you know, hit the blind leading the blind. You sending out lies, causing people to believe you because you believe it. You got so wrapped up into the lie and the illusion and the confusion. You know what I'm saying? And it's heartbreaking. And it really is. You know, people told me, I've been told, listen, you take it too serious. Listen, if you're a child of God, you know, if you're a child of God, you should take it serious too. You really should. You should be concerned too about what your daddy has to see every day. Every day. It should bother you that you know what I'm saying, your Savior. Listen, let me say it this way. It should concern you and bother you and upset you, trouble your heart. But then he said, don't let your heart be troubled. You know what I'm saying? Because he's done everything. We don't have to be troubled that way. But it should trouble your heart if you are not following his commandments and striving every day to be more and more like him. It should trouble you then. But if you're doing and striving every day and you're picking up your cross, following after him, listen, following after him, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But those that are ignoring, being continuously being disobedient and just wanting to do that, I'm going to do my way. It's about me, myself, and I. You're going to have some problems. Because see, one thing, excuse me, the prophet Isaiah told us, that the Lord would guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you should be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Did you get that? See, we have to allow him to do what he said. That we know we got a plan in our heart for our lives, but we have to allow him to establish our steps. We have to be out of the way. See, he knew who he was going to call and choose before you were formed in your mother's womb. But then he consecrated you because he appointed you. He said prophets to the nations, and he was talking to Jeremiah and the prophet Jeremiah and them in the back of the day. But he let us know that, guess what? There's nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Because many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Let me tell you something. Man's mind today is double-minded. He said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He didn't say some, a fifth, a half, a quarter, another, a third, another. He say all. All. So what do you think that sounds like to you? If you double-minded and you trying to serve light and darkness at the same time, you unstable in all your ways. I've been there. Spiritual warfare. That's where I'm at now. You heard what Drew say? That's real, man. And the thing about it is that he told us that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. I ain't got time for your nonsense, stand up arguing. Listen. But I'm going against the rulers, the authorities, the cosmic powers over this present darkness. You know what I'm saying? These worldly leaders. That's what that means. Against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. I got to keep on the whole armor. Stand against the schemes of the devil. You wicked ones. You got time for that foolishness, man. Really? You study the words, you'll know that 2 Corinthians lets you know we walk in the flesh. We're not waging war according to the flesh. It said the weapons of our warfare are not in the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. You know what I'm saying? We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. You hear what I'm saying? We pray change, baby. See, when you submit yourself, therefore, to the Heavenly Father and you resist the devil, man, that buster got to flee. He got to go. You wonder why he won't flee? It's because, listen, you haven't resisted him. You haven't resisted it because you haven't submitted yourself to the Father. And if you have submitted yourself to the Father in order to resist that buster right there, you got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And in all your ways, not some of them, acknowledge him. And he's going to direct your path. Then you'll be strong enough, and then that devil going to know, and you'll resist him, and he'll flee. That's real talk. But in order for you to know that, the Apostle Peter say, guess what? You got to be sober-minded. God wants you to know to be watchful. Because that devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He always looking for some fresh meat. But no matter how much he's looking for fresh meat, you always know, because you dwell in the shelter of the Most High. You abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And you say to him all the time, Yah, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust, you will deliver me from the snare, the flower, for the fowler and the deadly pestilence. Guess what? You will cover me, you know what I'm saying, with his pinions and under his wings. You will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. We ain't got to fear the terror of night nor the arrow that flies by. That's real talk. So what's the plan? What's the plan? So much violence, so much killing, so much danger, so many things going on around us. What's the plan? What you doing, Albert, is not working. What's the plan? Our children are dying every day, failing in school, dropping out, pregnancy, having babies. What's the plan? You around here partying and getting drunk, smoking high, getting thinking that you young too, and our children being just like you, and you talking about pointing the finger at them, you better go take a look in the mirror. What's the plan? See, you don't want to come with this right here, but I'm giving you the word. And he told you that his word is alive and active. It ain't going nowhere. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't care about the naysayers, the atheists, whatever they call themselves, the non-believers. I don't care how many times they try to get up in your ear, whatever that Charlie Brown talk. Let me tell you something. Just like they talking, they breathing. Where they getting that breath from? You understand? Who breathing for them? Where they get it from? Where they get that air from? How they woke up this morning? You understand what I'm saying? Where they get that body they got? Where them bones come from? You understand? Where them clothes come from? I bought these. I paid for these. Whatever. Man, please. You better give credit where credit is due. You ain't got to give it to him. It's due to him anyway. He could take it from you in the twinkling of an eye. Boo, you gone. Just like that. You think because you got a gun that you got that same kind of power? No, you don't. Let me tell you something, young men and young women. Men and women, talking to everybody. That ain't your power. Because one thing about it, when you take that life right there, you can go to court and tell that family you sorry and cry and snot up all you want and have them demons haunt you, but them demons haunt you just to welcome you home. Fool. Them your new roommates just coming to get you ready. And you letting somebody come to you and tell you that, you know what I'm saying, you prayed and you asked for forgiveness and all this kind of stuff, you ain't read your word. They told you a lie. They lied to you. You murdered. You took a life. Ain't no place for you in the kingdom of heaven. You straight going to hell. That's why you talk about them demons on you. Them your new roommates. As long as you still breathing on this side, them your new roommates. You can do as much devilish stuff you want. You already got your home. But if you comfortable with that, but if you not, don't kill. It's part of the Ten Commandments. Do not kill. Ain't even supposed to steal, man. Everybody picked up something they once that didn't belong to them. Isn't that something? You don't think like that, do you? The foods that we put into our bodies has given us cancer and given us diseases and harming our bodies. You understand what I'm saying? See, don't go and say, well, I'm gonna speak the blood of Jesus over my life and still going back and do the same things that you ain't supposed to do. What are you doing? See, if you're going to repent or something, you got to leave it alone. Leave it alone. When I've been telling y'all for years, just leave me alone. A lot of people left me alone, too. Don't come on the podcast. Don't talk to me. None of that kind of stuff. They left me alone. They just meant to show me the truth. Truth makes you free. It sets you free. And you're just free indeed. So they free from me, and I guess I'm free from them. And this ain't throwing no blows at nobody. I ain't got to do that. Vengeance ain't mine at all. I ain't that dude no more. I tell daddy on you. And I don't mind telling. I tell, man, yeah, please deal with this right here. Listen, what's the plan? You don't talk, you don't communicate, you understand? You think violence is the answer. You understand what I'm saying? You think cursing everybody out, getting all bigoted and rogue and standing, put your chest out, makes you big and bad. You think because you got bands, all this bands of money. Hell yeah, I know your slang, a little bit of it. Got all this money that makes you, you know, what? What? You know what I'm saying? It makes you part of that elite crowd based on you. You put a title to yourself and your organization. You serve the devil, who's the father of lies, so you lie and manipulate people. You use his schemes that disguises himself as an angel of lights, and you do the same things to people. You deceive people and manipulate people to pull them into the dark world of evil so you can continuously take advantage of people. And those that speak out against it and stand up against it, you bring harm to them. You do things that discredit them or hurt their character. But oh, I serve the Most High Yahuwah, who allows the evil that you try to use against me for the good. He turns them around to get the glory. See, when you're called and chosen and anointed and appointed of the Most High Yah, please, God got it. And see, it's a lot of them out there. Excuse me. Beg my pardon. It's a lot of them out there, men and women of God that have lost that desire and have gained a little unfortunate fear and haven't done what needs to be done, because they haven't seen the support. They haven't seen that brotherly and sisterly love. You understand? They haven't seen that patience, that long suffering and meekness that so-called children of God are supposed to walk with. See, real children of God, I say so-called, you know what I'm saying? Children of God, they know what time it is. And the unfortunate thing is that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of his children too have to break chains away from complacent, stagnant, comfortable places in life. See, in order to be a child of God, you have to do the work of God. You understand what I'm saying? And the work of God was an example used by God himself as he came as his only begotten son. Yahshua, he came, right? Jesus. And he walked the earth. And he did wonderful, marvelous works in the earth. And we're supposed to pick up our cross and follow after him, walk in his footsteps. His footsteps are there. His road is there. The path is there. The plan has been laid out. The chief high priest has been chosen. The foundation of everything has been laid. The chief cornerstone is connected to everything that's supposed to be connected to him. He's with us and we're with him. He knows us and we know him. He hears us and we hear his voice, no matter how low it is. We know where we'll spend our eternal life. What's the plan? Do you? Ain't no more playing, man. You better open your eyes and take a look around. Ain't nobody playing with you. You think it's a game. You better get your mind right. We breaking chains over here. YAT Radio. Special assignment. Pastor Rod hanging out. 858-357-9137. What's the plan? You better break some chains, man.
G-G-O-O-N. You know what time it is. Everything in the rear view is in the rear view. I'm moving forward.
No more playing around.
Already done counted up the cost.
Ain't no more playing around.
Too much to lose.
on the block just to make a knot. Making money back, then you flip a bird again. Man, we need to start these evil ways and get away from the evil place. But first we need to start recognizing what we're doing, repeating the sins that can be this day. Don't let another day pass you by, cause another day, man, I pass you by. Ain't gon' lie, but the lobby gon' be on the front row with a fresh suit inside. To the flesh, man, we need to die, kinda like a spiritual homicide. It's a miracle to testify. I know that I shouldn't even much be alive. That's why I be thanking the Lord every day. Every day getting down on my knees and I pray. Even late on my face to show my humility and my ability to pray, making sure he's feeling me. But see, God know the heart of a man. If you sincere from the start of your plan, and don't plan on falling again, giving it all up is a major part of the plan.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live right.
$1 million ain't enough to maybe keep following the way that I was living, bro. It's gotta be a better way to get it up. It's gotta be a better way to sell and draw. Take a penitentiary chance, it's money advancing at a fast pace with a 4 to 5 on your way. People skimming all your real up on the reason, and then you gon' run on my neck or another brother catching the case. Can you tell that it's war up in the end? Revelation revealing itself time and again. A lot of brothers could be the finest of men, but they're killing each other or doing time in a pen. Releasing my thoughts over lines with a pen, trying to get it together because I'm tired of the sin. When I overcome, I'ma reach behind for a friend, and that's what you do when you've been refined from within. So come on, buddy, get on. Room for your man, I promise you can fit on. He's coming back soon, I'm telling you, it won't be long. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we could be gone. We gon' be gone, so who's on the Lord's side? I better with this, or they gone. Off that holy water gone, off that holy water cleansed by divine fire. No doubt that I'm sold out, there's been a change on the inside.
Ain't no more playing around,
yeah.
Ain't no more playing around,
yeah. Something for your mind.
Ain't no more playing around,
get on.
Ain't no more playing around,
yeah. I'm telling you, God is on your side.
Ain't no more playing around, man, I gotta live.
Time for Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, where we will be discussing the importance of spiritual, mental, and physical health. Get involved in the conversation by calling in at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day.
Swoop down out the sky, man. That'll be some good
he
news,
came
right?
Walking up. That's what it sound like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news just good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and the pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people so I pulled over stops. It's some church folks I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me could he take me to some rappers from his church. He took me to this dude that legit just like me, with some Tims on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen that fire in his eyes, and he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an
urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. I've been from the block, time to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, lay the rest R.I.P. Man, he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, wife almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Have you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed that need to hear the truth, cause the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food, cause a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you wanna do a mission, you ain't gotta look far, cause some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we suburban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war, ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
I'm telling you, urban missionaries better stand up. Is that time? Well, you ain't got no choice, so that fire, the Holy Spirit is pushing. Ooh, it's back. Is that bumping? Shut up, these. Hey, peace and blessings to you. Greet you in the name of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Welcome back to Breaking Chains, stepping into the second hour, man. A special Simon, Pastor Rod. And it was just a question. What's the plan? What's the plan? What are we going to do with everything that's going on in the earth right now around us that is evil? That's dark. And you represent the light in the earth. And that light is our Savior. You understand what I'm saying? So what you going to do? What's the plan? You comforted and protected through his Holy Spirit if you his child. So the guardian angels are already there protecting us from danger seen and unseen. Remember what I said. You got to understand, did you not hear what I said, that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, the authorities, cosmic powers, the wicked rulers over this present dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. That's it right there. What's the plan? And in order to stand up against that, you got to be one with him. Because see, if we ain't standing with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you about to get wiped out. I'm just saying. Study your word. See, he let you know. He let you know now. Listen now. He already told you with the Apostle Paul in the book of Romans, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect to him. Because you are testing, by testing, you discern what is the will of the Father. And if you're not there yet and you don't know, but you striving and you praying to get there, all he asks you to do is just wait for him and say, wait on the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Just wait on the Lord. And he told the prophet Isaiah even before that, he said, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But you got to wait on him. See, it's a difference. When people say, I'm just waiting on the Lord, I'm just waiting on the Lord to tell me. I'm just waiting. And see, sometimes people use that and the Lord and already told them and they are afraid to just move forward. But see, when you waiting on the Lord, you know when he's told you to move forward, because see, if it's his will, he going to tell you go. Because it's already laid out for you. It's already done. What's the plan? What's the plan? I'm just asking, what's the plan? Because see, you got to do something. You got to make a choice. You know? And listen, the beautiful book of Psalms, when King David was writing, and God was letting him know, he said, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So you know, what? The steps of a man are established by God. When he delights in his way. Now, when you delight in man's way, in your own way, you don't even hear God when he's telling you, turn right, but you turn left. He told you to turn around, but you kept straight. And he told you, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. And see, thank you, Holy Spirit, for taking that. You looking for why this ain't done and that ain't done and what's this and this? Listen, because you're not doing it right. you too busy being, you know what I'm saying? Whatever the heck you doing over there. You know, sometimes you know there are those men that just want to just totally about them, arrogant and you know so prideful. You know what I'm saying? Pride comes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. We are his workmanship, created in our Savior for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and we should walk in them. The plan is already laid out. What's the plan? Ain't nobody playing. I told you, this it's not no time to be playing. Stop sugarcoating stuff. Stop playing. Stop lying to the people. And the ones, listen, the ones that's lying and the real men of God and the real women of God out here, you know what I'm saying? Men of God, I'm talking to you right now. I know this ain't Thursday night. This ain't the men of valor, but we stand every day. We here all the time. We ain't going nowhere till God call you home. But let me tell you something now. It's time to shut all that nonsense out. What's the plan? We need to get God's house in order, which is us. And then we need to move forward with everything that's going on everywhere else. We got to come in unity and love. You understand what I'm saying? Did you hear what I said? Godly love and unity and empowerment. Empowering each other to stand up. Stand on the word. What's the plan?
What's the plan?
Because one thing about it is that we know that 2 Peter told us that God is not slow to fulfill his promises, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. Ain't that something? We turning our back on him because he ain't doing what we want him to do when we want him to do it, and he being patient with you. He being patient with me every day, waiting on you so you won't have to burn in hell and perish like that. Really, man? Let me tell you something. Philippians 1 tells you straight up, and it says, I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to a completion at the day of Christ. All your good works, you'll be rewarded. Don't think ain't nobody watching. God sees it all. Because he told the prophet Isaiah, let him know. Listen, he said, the Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. You better hear that. If he planned it, it's going to be. And as he has purposed it, it's going to stand. So in other words, his plan and his word is going to stand. It shall be. And that's something. So all we got to do is get our hearts and minds right, man. And then all we have to do after that is commit our work to the Lord. And our plans will be established because they'll be cleaned up and washed with his. And then he's made everything for his purpose. Even wicked things, dangerous things, evil things for the day of trouble. Because that's the choice that you made. That's what you decided. He give us opportunities every day. And what we do? It's my thing. I'm gonna do what I want to do. I'm gonna do it my way. Consequences, man. Listen, when you don't listen, let's come to the earth here. When you ain't listening to the mama and dad, and when you was growing up, and whether, even right now, you know what I'm saying, mamas and daddy still get mad at you, and you fully grown. But as a child, ain't listening to mama and dad, boy, there's consequences, man. See, you ain't grow up. I was born in 68. You ain't grow up back in the day with me. Or wish you would. Wish you would. Boy, you caught something. Something was coming. Children, they don't know about getting whooped with a belt, a switch. Whatever mama or daddy put their hand on, daddy, boy. Whew. Let me tell you something. I know a lot of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Some of you were spoiled. Some of you know what I'm saying? I know one in particular was a mama and daddy girl. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you. But let me tell you something. Listen. You don't know about getting the back hand. You don't know about daddy for real putting his hands. Daddy got to get involved. I'm talking about back in the day, bruh. You hear me? Huh? You don't know what pain is, huh? Man, let me tell you something. You think you bad because you got a gun or whatever. You flex it, whatever. Huh? Wish you would. Flex this way. Let me tell you something. Yeah, you flex this way. Let me tell you, I had a couple of uncles, bruh. I got one in particular. Whew. That's all I'm saying. Train up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. If you're going to train your children how to fight and kill and steal and rob and smoke and drug and dope and hoe and all this kind of stuff, that's what they're going to be. If that's how you introduce them to their life, that's what they're going to be. It's going to be hard to get away from it. And then if you got them in two different lives, they got separate parents, a parent over here and a parent over there, and one parent treating them that and one parent teaching them that, it's still going to be rough if you know what I'm saying, you don't be right involved. So you have to train them up. See, that's in the beginning.
Remember, in the beginning, God created. That's your child's life. In the beginning, mama, daddy create. Ugh, you ain't hear me. You ain't heard me. See, you so busy paying all this money for all these big time and titles and names and all this kind of stuff. Let me tell you something. You better be getting the truth. I serve the Most High God. He got my back. You ain't seen a penny this way. So you can't say you did not over here. You can't say that you did not over here. I said what I said. You can't say you did nothing over here. Because if you ain't praying for us, you praying against us. And you wondering why everything hitting you upside your head like coconuts. Why things coming against you in life. Because you going against God's children in the earth. God told you, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. All his children are anointed in his blood. Just because they ain't pastors or teachers or whatever the case may be. Yeah, let me tell you something. They disciples. And disciples, let me tell you something, have faith. And true disciples show works because faith without works is dead. He tells you it's impossible to please me without faith. Stop letting people lie to you, man. I don't care that they mad at me. You better be getting the truth. See, your blood ain't going to be on my hand. Your blood going to be on that hand. That foolish man or that foolish woman telling you lies. Telling you God. I'm going to tell you like Pastor Dr. Kemp. He'll tell you in a minute. Since you so God, you got all that power. Walk on down to Louisiana and get on the Mississippi and walk down here and see me. He ain't say drive. He ain't say fly. He ain't say get on the train. He told you to walk along the Gulf and the Mississippi. From wherever you at, walk on down there because you got to get to the Mississippi River when you get down that way down there in the Gulf of Mexico and the Mississippi meet. Walk on that water and meet up with it. You think that you are him? Heal all these sick people. Destroy all these demonic spirits since you him. Even your Antichrist that's about to announce himself coming in this time. He ain't got nothing on my God. He want to be him so bad, it ain't going to work and you going to believe it. I'm just warning you right now. Don't believe that fool. You better stop believing his illusions and lies right now. They're doing some dangerous things in the earth. Man, I'm talking about man now. And he thinks nobody see him. What? Woo! Well, I tell you. Let me tell you something. The Lord is going to fulfill his purpose for you, for me, for all of us. But the steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands. You got a choice. Are you gonna follow the lamp, which is his word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path? And know that we can do all things through him that strengthens us. But all we have to do is be strong and courageous and do not fear and be in dread of him. For it is our Lord God who goes with us, who will not leave nor forsake us. Knowing that we know that heavens are higher than the earth, so that we know his ways higher than our ways and his thoughts than ours. We got to have faith and trust and wait on it because we know for everything there's a season and a time for everything under the heavens. See, the problem is that we don't seek counsel. We don't seek advice. We don't seek prayer. Because see, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, that they succeed. You take it to the Father and just leave it there. You remember, take it to the Lord and leave it there. I'm going to take it to the Lord and leave it there. But you like a thief in the night yourself. You go back and steal it from him and start worrying and stressing about it again. But I'm going to say this to you. I hope you hear me. Listen close. For those of you out there that have meant evil, spoken evil, done evil, whatever against myself as the head of this ministry, this organization, these businesses, my family, anything, I'm going to leave you with this. The first book of the word, chapter 50, for you who don't know the first book, Genesis 50 and 20. As for you, you meant evil against me, us. But God meant it for the good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. So what you meant for evil, God meant it, and turned it into good. Past, present, and future. So remember, just leave me alone. If you're not going to help me, don't intentionally hurt me. If you're not going to support me, don't intentionally tear me down. If you're not going to speak good, don't open your mouth to evil. If you're going to try to cast stones, make sure that you don't live in a glass house. If you're going to try to expose my past, make sure when your closet is open that bones don't kill nobody and destroy lives. You hear me? When you turn your back on me and left me to die, God picked me up and carried me away. Because you thought the peasants was going to come and get me. When you thought I was down, he picked me up. When you think I didn't and thought I didn't and didn't want me to have, he supplied my every needs according to his riches and glory. When you think I was lame, blind, and dumb, he set me before me, took my body, laid me before him, touched me and healed me, educated me, knowledge me, and made me understand who he is, what he is, and everything about him. So, if I know that God be for me, can't nobody be against me, it don't matter if you are, because God be for me. So if God be for me, I got the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. And I got all of heaven with me. You want to take that on? You more foolish than what I thought. My advice? Adhere to the words. Take heed to your plans. Know the plans that he has for you. And if you're not down with him, you can't be down with me. And if you just don't want to be down with me because of who I am, so be you. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about that. Because he who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in our Savior before the ages began. Because we know that faith comes from hearing and hearing through the word of God, and we stand on that. Because I stand with Timothy and all the apostles in the word of God, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Learn the truth, brothers and sisters. Get down with sound doctrine. No matter how much it cuts, because he tells you his word is alive and active today. It cuts like any double-edged sword. It's going to cut through the bones, the flesh, the marrow, and it's going to expose everything that's in the heart and the mind of man. You need to know that.
You need to know that. Because one thing about it is that I know that I'm an heir to the kingdom and a joint heir to the throne. You need to know it for yourself. Because it's been told to us. The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ our Savior. It's up to you to believe it. Because you got to seek the Lord in his strength. Because his presence is continually there. As long as you can seek him and find him while he can be found. Get your minds right. Get your heart right. We're in spiritual warfare. We've been given authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. That kind of authority and power has been given to us. Do you believe that? If you believe in it, you need to start walking in it. And just take up the whole armor of God that you'll be able to stand in this evil day. And having done all, to stand firm. You hear what I say? Because that fool Satan going to disguise himself as an angel of light when he come to you. But you got to know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be refuted. And this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their vindication. I've been vindicated. I don't care what you say, what you feel, or what you think about me. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Better go tell my daddy on me then. You hear what I say to you? Because I'm a... Listen. I know this for a fact. He told me through Apostle Paul, no! In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. Because all you got to do, my brothers, all you got to do, my sisters, is draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Let's clean ourselves up. Ask him to clean you from the inside out. I've been praying that over my life for a long time now. And guess what? We can do more damage to ourselves than anybody walking on this earth. You hear me? Because we can do damage to ourselves can cause the wrath of God to come against us. Follow after him. Keep his commandments. Because though we walk in the flesh, we ain't waging war God into the flesh. For nothing will be impossible with our Savior, with our Creator. Because he told Peter, on this rock I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Get the hell up out of us. Shut it down. Break chains. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus. I claim it and speak it in your life and in my life and all our lives. In the name of our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. Yah, thank you. We thank you. Amen. God bless you, man. I thank you for hanging out with me. Breaking Chains Special Assignment Podcast. What's the plan? What's the plan? Think about it. Pray about it. Do something about it. Do something about it. It's time. It's time to go to work. Because if you just talking, you ain't doing nothing. Talk is cheap. So you can't tell me you love me and you ain't showing me. I know a lot of people out there. You ain't hit the Cash App yet. I know a lot of people out there. You ain't called my phone number yet. A lot of people out there I know. See, we supposed to be children of God. Men of God, women of God. You forgot what your qualifications are supposed to be? You forgot what your requirements are? Woo! My. Gracious and merciful Father, we come to you in the Most High God. We just come to you giving you thanks. We thank you for this opportunity to come across this platform here, Breaking Chains, having this platform for 15 years. We thank you for the opportunity. No matter what's going on with this company, Lord God, that we affiliated with through that are carrying our podcast, we know they have something good in them because we are here. Bringing your word. Continue to open doors for the ministry, Lord God, for the leadership. We pray for Dr. Kemp. Pray for myself, Lord God. The P31 Women, the Men of Valor, Lord God. Our Rotten Apple Young Adults Program, Lord God. And all our families, Lord God. Through your son, Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus, his name is Yahshua. Speak it in Hebrew. We thank you, Yah, for all the many blessings bestowed upon us and our families, opening doors, shedding doors, removing people, placing people in our path. We thank you. We thank you for things that you've yet to do, things you are doing. And we thank you for the good and the bad, the ups and the downs in our lives, because you taught us something. We ask that you remove all the obstacles out of the way, the distractions, so that we can stay focused on you, looking to the hills from which coming our help, because all of our help comes from you. We ask that you strengthen us in the area so that we can trust in you with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, and in all our ways, not just some of them, but all our ways, we will acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. Most Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the healing that's taking place. We thank you for the protection. We thank you for the guidance. We thank you for your comfort, your strength. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for this breath of air, this breath of life, this breath of newness that you give us on a daily basis. We ask that you lead and guide us. We thank you for giving us the power to walk over scorpions and serpents and the head of the enemy. Help us to continuously stay focused on you so that our faith continuously to increase. Our knowledge of you will increase. Our wisdom of you will increase. And in all that getting, we will get an understanding. We thank you for breaking chains. We thank you for Young Adults Talk. We thank you for Sacred Words. We thank you for the Williams Group. We thank you for Rotten Apple. We thank you for all things that you have enlarged our territory and what you yet to do. Oh, bless us indeed. Father, bless us indeed. As we continue to spread your word, let souls come to you. Let us continue to bring them to you, the fish to you, that you clean them up and their lives will turn over to you and chains will be broken. You said one soul come on home and turn their lives back to you. All of heaven rejoice. We rejoice with you, Father. We bow down. I lay myself at your throne, at your feet right now. From the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, that I am blessed, that I am healed. I am covered. I am anointed and called and chosen of you. And I say thank you. As we come together to the four corners of the earth in the spirit, all of your children say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father, and all of your children say amen, amen, and amen. We just want to be one with you. We thank you because you're such a wonderful God. Break chains, y'all. Stay on it. 10 toes down for the Lord. Let's break chains.
Ooh,
clap your hands now,
yeah.
Clap your hands now,
ooh.
Clap your hands like this.
Come on,
clap your hands now,
come on,
clap your hands.
God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me,
and he is merciful, and I am blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
The Lord is so wonderful and marvelous. Type of love he showed, was crucified and on a third day he rose, with power in his hand, and you know that he took control over death and gave me life, and I truly know, through him that I am life and it will overflow.
I'm so glad that
can do what he did and take the five. No, fish and feed 5,000, he's so powerful. And his love is great to me. Yeah. And God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is merciful and I am so blessed.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And God is so wonderful and marvelous.
I'm so glad that he saved me.
And he is so merciful. He's looked over me over and over
I'm so
again.
Glad that he saved
oh,
me.
Yeah. I tell you he's awesome.
He's awesome.
I search high and I look low. I can't find nobody like him.
Don't forget to support the ministry. Our Cash App is up. $YATLIVE. $YATLIVE. Send your checks and money orders to Young Adults Talk Foundation, P.O. Box 70033, Mobile, Alabama 36670. We are a nonprofit 501c3 foundation.
God bless and thanks for listening to Breaking Chains on YAT Radio. Listen every night as we live stream on www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio or call in live 858-357-9137. Breaking Chains on YAT Radio, leaving a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.